With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Erin has become a Category 4 hurricane in the Caribbean. According to the National Hurricane Center, the storm is currently northeast of Anguilla with winds of about 130 miles an hour. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says he'll meet with President Trump in Washington on Monday. That's after a Russia-U.S. summit in Alaska yesterday. We get more details from correspondent Greg Clugston.
After several hours of talks at their high-stakes summit, Donald Trump offered a positive readout.
We really made some great progress.
However, he came away without a peace deal.
We didn't get there, but we have a very good chance of getting there.
For his part, Putin claimed they had hammered out an understanding on Ukraine, and he warned Europe not to torpedo any of the progress. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Public policy expert Matthew Condetti says things are looking up for Washington, D.C., thanks to President Trump.
We've seen increase in arrests. We've seen the homeless encampments being torn down. This is what is important for the United States Capitol. You know, this is our capital of this great country. It shouldn't be a dangerous place to live or to visit.
And Condetti believes living in Washington is less dangerous today.
Having this surge of National Guard, having the federal agents, having the Justice Department in charge of the Metro Police Department.
Despite new evidence that President Obama instigated the Russiagate hoax to undermine then-candidate Donald Trump, constitutional attorney Mark Weaver says it's doubtful the former president will be indicted by the DOJ.
Not Obama. President Trump's case in front of the U.S. Supreme Court makes it pretty clear that presidents have immunity for things they do in office. So I don't think Obama's at risk.
Weaver spoke this week with the Salem Radio Network, and this is SRN News. World Vision wins a round in court.
The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled that the Giant Christian Relief Agency has the right to refuse to hire a woman because she was in a same-sex marriage. The law allows religious organizations to hire and fire according to the dictates of their faith, but the woman took World Vision to court arguing that it doesn't qualify for an exemption because it is not a church. The justices disagreed, ruling that the plaintiff's job included, quote, vital religious duties. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
There is an ongoing push to make chaplains available in public schools across the U.S. Indiana is currently considering a bill that would allow chaplains in public schools to provide support services. Florida passed a law in 2024 to allow school districts to bring in volunteer chaplains. Texas began to allow public school chaplains in 2023, the first state to do so. A poll conducted recently asked Americans in June if they supported the idea, and a majority do. This is SRN News. It's the 100th anniversary of the Associated Press Football All-America teams.
Nearly 2,000 players have earned the honor. Desmond Howard, a former Heisman Trophy winner, recalls when selections were announced by a comedy icon.
I used to watch the Bob Hope All-American specials, and those are just the coolest.
Some schools honor their All-Americans in unique ways. Retired Ohio State three-time All-America linebacker James Laurinaitis.
This is Buckeye Grove. Which is an awesome tradition here at The Ohio State University, just where when you become an All-American, first-team All-American, they will plant a tree for you in your honor.
I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
And to mark the occasion, the AP has named its all-time team. Ohio State and Pittsburgh each placed three players on the Associated Press all-time American football team, and four other schools have two players. More on these stories at SRNNews.com.